Chapter 8. Mrs. Randall tries to help.
Now I can understand why Mats is a little strange. How can he come to school every day and act normally? He's very brave. I want to help, but I don't want to put their lives in danger. These are violent criminals. I can't stop thinking about Mats and his situation. Mum notices I'm preoccupied, but I tell her I've got an important exam. I can't tell her Matt's secret. Maybe Mrs. Randall can help. I think I can trust her. After school, I go to Mrs. Randall's office and tell her about Matt's and the kidnapping. She's shocked and very worried.
"You were right to tell me about it, Sally,"
she says.
"But not one word to anybody else. Promise?"
I promise to keep Matt's secret. How can we help Matt's? I ask my teacher.
"Well, we can't go to the police without any evidence,"
Mrs. Randall says.
"They won't believe us."
But how can we get evidence? Mrs. Randall goes to the school office and looks at Matt's registration details. There's no permanent address for him, only a temporary address in a hotel.
His father registered him for this school, but they were new to the area and still living in a hotel,
Mrs. Randall explains.
"I can't suddenly ask Mats for his address. He'll be suspicious."
"So we must follow Mats after school," I say. "That man comes for him every day at 4:05 in a big car."
"Okay, Sally. We'll follow him home tomorrow,"
says Mrs. Randall.
"Then we'll know his address for the police."
I'm early for school the next day and I feel very nervous. I want to help Mats and his family, but maybe something will go wrong. I don't want to think about it. I must go to the dentist after school, I tell my friends, so I can't go with you guys. No ice cream for me today. The bell rings at 4 o'clock and I run out of class. Downstairs, I see Mrs. Randall waving at me from a blue car. I get inside her car and wait. We see the big black car arrive at exactly 4:05. Mats gets inside and the car leaves immediately.
"Hold on tight, Sally,"
says Mrs. Randall as she starts to follow it.
"We're going after them."